There is no more, okay, well, they're just having a bad day, or I'll give them one more chance, or, you know, if you do that one more time, then I'm leaving. Or maybe they actually mean it this time, that they're sorry. Look at the cycles and expect the behavior that they are repeatedly showing you.
Welcome to the Covert Narcissism Podcast. I'm your host, Renee Swanson.
We all have an immune system, right? What is the purpose of this immune system? It fights off harmful substances that enter our body. And it makes antibodies to fight specific, you know, germs that maybe get in. And these are germs that it's had previous contact with. It keeps a record of every germ that it has ever defeated so it can recognize it in the future and destroy it again if the same germ were to come in again. So it destroys invaders. It limits the amount of harm that these invaders can do when they do manage to get in. But it has to be able to tell the difference then between invader cells and non-invader cells. How does it do this? It learns by previous exposure, by previous invaders that came in and it defeated them. And then it learns how to do that again in the future. So what if we had a narcissist immune system? You know, a warning system, an adaptive system that learns from our previous experiences, our previous exposure, if you will, and protects us going forward. Well, we kind of do. And I want to talk about this right now. And I want to say, okay, what would this look like? If you are watching this on YouTube or listening to this podcast, wherever you are today, please hit that subscribe button, that follow button, so that you can stay current on the material that we are providing. But not only that, you then help us to spread the word to more people. You are vital in this mission to reaching our world of people just like you who are living in this nightmare. I'm Renee Swanson, your host of the Covert Narcissism Podcast. And today, what I'm really talking about is becoming narcissist resilient or narcissistic resiliency, that we can build some form of immune system or antibodies inside of us that will protect us going forward in life. Well, in order for our immune system to work, the first thing it needs is exposure. And this is where I talk about people who don't get it, they just don't get it. If you've never lived it, if you've never been exposed to it, you don't have the awareness of it. You don't recognize that people like this exist. And so you do have to have some form of exposure to it before you can even begin to possibly understand it or see it. And if your system does not, you know, recognize narcissism, you can really end up in a lifelong marriage of decades, raising kids and all of this, in a mess with the narcissist. It's kind of like if I'm out doing yard work, and while I'm doing this yard work, there's a plant that, I touch this plant not knowing that I'm going to have a reaction to it. You know, I don't know it's a dangerous plant or a toxic plant. And so I mess with this plant, and then maybe I'm wiping sweat off my face, and I'm, you know, rolling my sleeves up and all of this. And I end up with this massive reaction to this plant. Well, I didn't know the plant was dangerous, and now I'm in a mess. My whole system is in turmoil because of my, you know, lack of knowledge about this plant. So when you don't recognize covert narcissism, like when I didn't recognize that plant, I can find myself really in a mess. All of a sudden, it's just wreaking havoc inside of me and inside of my castle, if you will, my home, my safe space. But once you have been exposed, unlike poison ivy and poison oak, once you have been exposed, you become more immune. So this is more like being exposed to, you know, a flu, a particular strain of flu, and your immune system starts to identify and recognize it and learn how to handle it, because your system now knows what it is. So you have to educate yourself. That is crucial in this immune system that you are now trying to build. What does that education look like? Finding blogs and podcasts and videos and books, and there's so much out there about narcissism. But it's also about, you know, looking at the pattern of behaviors in your current situation. You know, what narcissism is and what it isn't, it's crucial to know that. Narcissism is not just somebody who, you know, is overly confident, somebody who's just very confident in themselves, that's not necessarily narcissism. It's not just somebody who's having a moment of arrogance or somebody who, you know, just has a moment of sharp words with you because, you know, maybe they really are having a bad day. It's not just someone who's cheated on you or someone who just makes you mad. This does not, you know, label them as a narcissist. And so you have to start looking at the patterns of behaviors that are there. Narcissism is a cycle of abusive and addictive behaviors. This is a repeated cycle over years and years, which is part of what makes it so hard to identify. You know, this podcast that I've created, the Covert Narcissism Podcast, it is definitely a wealth of information, but there's a lot of other good resources out there too. So educate yourself about what those cycles look like. You know, group coaching is available, individual if you prefer, but learn to tell the tells. What I mean by that, if somebody does get sharp with you with their words and you start to talk to them about it, you start to, you know, you come to them and open your heart to them and they're quick to get defensive or they're quick to blame it on you. They're quick to excuse away their behaviors. This becomes more of a problem than just somebody who momentarily got sharp with you. You know, what about being reactive? When somebody's reactions get really high and now they have no space for your feelings, your thoughts, that quick defensiveness again. How about hypocrisy? Holding everyone else accountable, but not themselves. They hold everyone else to these high standards, but not their behavior, their thoughts, and their actions. Another tell could be a flimsy relationship with the truth. Can be very unstable ground when you start trying to get to the truth of things. That would be something that's a repetitive behavior. These cycles are what you're looking for, not the one-off situations. Now, you also need to learn to tell the tells that happen inside of you. What is it? What happens inside of you when you're in these relationships with people who are on unstable ground with the truth or with your feelings, and they're defensive and hypersensitive? One of the tells in me was self-doubt. If I start to feel myself really doubting myself, the insecurity comes back out. That to me is a quick red flag that something is off in this relationship. Does not make them a narcissist, but definitely there's something there that's causing my system to react in an unhealthy way. So I got to call myself back into check, put myself back on stable ground, and then see where that relationship goes and what's going on, you know, between me and this person. Another tale that might show up for you is deferment, always deferring to the other person for their opinions, their thoughts, and that deferment can create that, you know, help to create that toxic environment where you are overlooking abusive behavior. Now, with this immune system that you are creating and you are educating yourself, it is okay not to try to educate everybody else. Sometimes we want to. We want to go to our, especially if it's in a marriage, and you want to go to your friends and your family and you want to tell them everything that's going on, but you might get resistance back. They're not going to see it the same way that you do. Their immune system is going to perceive this all totally different than you will. So don't feel like you have to educate everyone else on this. It is not your job. It's not your responsibility. You have nothing to prove to anyone except yourself. This is about your relationship with yourself. Another piece of that immune system is radical acceptance. What kind of behavior have they repeatedly shown you? Again, looking at the cycles of behavior, what kind of behavior should you now be expecting from them? You know, should you be expecting compassion and care because that is what they have repeatedly shown? Or should you be expecting dismissiveness and hypersensitivity because that is what they have repeatedly shown? You know, I ask people often, what is it in your world, you know, what in your life would it take for somebody to say, boy, that's really not like you? You know, if somebody just said that to you, boy, that's really not like you, what did you just do? Was this, you got angry with somebody and you got sharp with your words? Well, if somebody is saying, boy, that's really not like you, then maybe you're having a rough day. Maybe your stress level is a little high or you're not feeling well. But if you've just, you know, helped a friend and you've been real compassionate or stopped by and dropped them off a, you know, a treat or a coffee or something like that, and they go, boy, that's really not like you. You might need to reflect on that a minute, because maybe something's wrong if the compassionate side of life is surprising people. Now think about this narcissistic person in your life. What is it about them that surprises you? Is it the good behavior or is it the bad behavior? If it's the good behavior that is surprising you about this person, then you really need to look at the patterns and the cycles that you are living. Don't blind yourself to them anymore. Now, if it's the bad behavior that's surprising you, then you've got some good cycles and good repetitions here and good patterns that are happening with this person. That is just a normal person having normal life. Is this a good person having moments of bad behavior, or is this a bad person having moments of good behavior? Now, radical acceptance. If their bad behavior is the repeated patterns, then you need to expect that bad behavior. Part of that immune system is a self-protection. It's a huge part of it. That self-protection comes when you expect the bad behavior from them and you leave that bad behavior then as their responsibility. It is not your job to fix them. Now, let me use an example of a wild deer. If I approach a deer out in the wild, I know from experience that there's a pattern that a wild deer will run away from me. That's a pattern. I expect that behavior. So if I approach a wild deer, I shouldn't expect any differently. Like, I shouldn't expect that deer to stay and eat out of my hand. Now, it could happen. It could be a rare moment. And honestly, I have had that happen one time in my life. But typically, they're going to run away. So when they do, I expected this. So I'm not hurt by it. I'm not upset by it. This was behavior I expected from that deer. So what kind of behavior, please ask yourself, what kind of behavior should you or do you expect from this person in your life? When you fully accept those expectations, there is no more, okay, well, they're just having a bad day, or I'll give them one more chance, or, you know, if you do that one more time, then I'm leaving. Or maybe they actually mean it this time that they're sorry. Look at the cycles and expect the behavior that they are repeatedly showing you. When you keep giving them one more chance, then you have not radically accepted that this is who they are. Another piece of your immune system is to find support. You don't need a lot of people, but you are going to need one or two people that get it. You're going to need at least a couple, and that can make all the difference in the world. And I will tell you that the group sessions are incredibly powerful for this. I cannot speak that enough, because here you are building relationships with people who get it, okay? People who, they've got your back. They know, they understand. They're nodding at your comments and your experiences that you're going through. So find that. It exists out there in lots of different places. Find those couple of people who get it. Now, be careful how much you listen to those who don't get it. Your friends and family who don't get it, be careful how much you listen to them. If they've never lived it, their words of encouragement, their words of support that they are trying to give can actually unsettle you, and they can actually destabilize you and interfere with your healing process. They don't mean it. They mean well. I understand that, but they don't get it. And so when they come and they're trying to give you advice like, you know, well, maybe you just need to be more understanding, or maybe you just need to find a better way to say it. You've already tried 1,000 different ways. You don't need someone telling you to find one more way to say, you know, how you feel to this person. So if they're trying to reach out to you and help you in that way, be careful who you are choosing to listen to. When I find someone in my life who doesn't understand it, I'm really glad for them. I am. But if they try to coach me through the relationship with advice that's for normal, non-manipulative relationships, it isn't very helpful. They mean well, but it can be maddening. Imagine getting a new puppy, and I love dogs, okay? But imagine you get a new puppy, and your friends all have dogs, but they're sweet, and they're loving, and they're already grown up a little bit, so they're calm, they lay around a lot, and you get this puppy. But your puppy is wild and strong-willed and doesn't care at all what you think, okay? Their dogs are all kind of eager to please, but yours is not. Well, now you're trying to take advice from your friends on how to help this puppy. But your friends are saying, okay, well, take the puppy on more walks. Well, you're now doing 10-mile walks every day, and it doesn't make a difference. They might say, well, you need to love the puppy more. So you pull up a blanket, you're sleeping with this puppy all the time, you're doing everything you can to love this puppy, and it doesn't do any good. They might say, well, you know, be firmer. So you set boundaries, and you really work to implement these boundaries, and it doesn't do any good. Nothing works. Well, your friends might think that you're just not listening to their advice, and they might think, well, you're just doing something wrong because this is not how puppies work. You know, they've never had a disobedient puppy. They don't get it. The puppy, you know, your puppy is chewing on the carpet all the time and destroying furniture, but they're going to tell you, oh, well, puppies don't normally do that, so they must be teething. Get some extra chew toys. And you've got chew toys all over the place. You follow their advice, but still, it doesn't work. So what kind of support do you need here? The support you need now is from people who have lived this, from people who have had strong-willed, disobedient puppies, puppies who don't want to do what you say. Those puppies are out there, but you need advice from those people. So if someone has never lived this, they are not the ones to get advice from. Someone who has only raised cats is not the one to give you advice for puppies. Someone who has only lived in healthy, non-manipulative relationships, they're not the ones to give you advice on narcissistic relationships. Another step of working on this immune system is to build your own self-image. You have to decide for yourself who you are. Quit letting the world tell you who you are. Quit letting the world, or even this one person in the world, tell you what your strengths are, what your weaknesses are, which is what they focus on the most, but quit listening to their words over your own. Who are you? What do you like? What do you not like? What do you think about things? What do you look forward to in life? What mission are you on in life? What is your purpose? Get more grounded in your own identity. I've said it before, I'll say it again. The best victim of gaslighting is someone who doubts themselves. Someone who is quick to defer to the other person. They become a great victim of gaslighting. You need to validate yourself. Validate what you believe about yourself. Invest yourself into what matters. Invest yourself into what matters in your life. Okay, the hobbies you want, the mission you want in life, the people you want to help, your own kids. Okay, and it's okay to even have invested in your partner for all these years. There's nothing wrong with that. But at some point, if that investment is returning, you know, has no returns, then you've got to change your investment. Put your investment into where it counts, into where it matters. Having a purpose in life is incredibly valuable. It gives you direction and focus. I'm going to continue this episode in a future episode, and we're going to talk about building that self-image. We're going to continue talking about building your immune system so that you can make yourself more resilient to the narcissistic people that are out there. You can do this. There is life after narcissism, and the beauty of it is you take what you learned and you go forward in life. Your immune system works by taking the exposure you've had and creating the antibodies, creating the defenses you need against this future invader, this germ cell that got into you. The same thing can happen here. Take this exposure that you've had, learn from it, explore it, develop your own defense system against this, and go forward. There is life after narcissism. I wish you so much peace on your journey of healing.
You have been listening to the Covert Narcissism Podcast with your host, Renee Swanson. Be sure to check out our website at www.covertnarcissism.com. There you will find many resources just for you to help you on this journey. You can also reach out to me by email at Renee, R-E-N-E-E, at cnglifecoaching.com. Those letters are CNG, as in Covert Narcissism Group. I do look forward to hearing from you. I wish you so much peace on your journey of healing.
The information provided by Renee Swanson and the Covert Narcissism Podcast is for educational purposes only and is not to be used for diagnosis purposes and not intended to be a substitute for clinical care. Please consult a healthcare provider for guidance specific to your case. This material discusses narcissism in general. It does not claim that any specific person has narcissism and should not be used to refer to any specific person as having narcissism. Permission is not granted to link to or repost this material to support an allegation or a claim that any specific person is a narcissist. That would be an unauthorized misuse of the material and information provided.